President Bush today reaffirmed his assertion that former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that justified attacking Iraq. The president was reacting to an interim report to House and Senate Intelligence Committees by CIA advisor David Kaye, who has been supervising the United States search for such weapons. Kaye says that after 3 months of work, he has found no weapons. But the president said there is information in Kaye's report that justified the war.
These findings already make clear that Saddam Hussein actively deceived the international community, that Saddam Hussein was in clear violation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1441, and that Saddam Hussein was a danger to the world.
President Bush speaking at the White House this morning. NPR's Vicki O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is in the report that the president cites as evidence that Saddam Hussein had banned weapons when the U.S. went to war?
Well, the report itself is classified, but yesterday, David Kaye answered a few questions from reporters about his findings, and he said that although he's found no actual weapons, he has found plenty of evidence of Iraqi intent to resume weapons programs at some point in time. The president also pointed to Kaye's findings of various programs that Kaye says are related to chemical and biological weapons and, to an even greater degree, long-range missiles. Kaye says that Iraq had multiple programs in the areas of ballistic and land-based missiles that would have given Iraq a missile range that exceeded the limits set by the United Nations. The president really keyed in on those elements very strongly this morning in defending his decision for war.
Of course, the president also stressed this is just an interim report after 3 months of work by David Kaye.
Yes, he did. And the president made the same point that Kaye made yesterday, that Iraq is a very difficult environment in which to make a determination of what actually happened. Mr. Bush says that Iraq had a program that spanned two decades involving thousands of people, billions of dollars of elaborate concealment efforts that, according to the president, continued even after the end of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The president also said there is evidence of a systematic effort to destroy proof that those weapons programs existed.
What is Kaye's overall assessment at this point? Is he optimistic that he will find weapons of mass destruction?
Yesterday, Kaye said that we shouldn't be surprised in the months ahead if that kind of evidence is uncovered. He describes Iraq as a junkyard full of metal from a massive Iraqi arsenal, and he says it's going to take time to determine the truth. His assessments of the findings so far was not as strong or definitive as what we heard today from President Bush, but Kaye definitely holds out the possibility that the evidence will be found.
Now, David Kaye is testifying again today before a congressional committee. How have members of Congress reacted to his findings so far?
Yesterday, the ranking Republican and Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee said they were not pleased with the failure to substantiate the case for war. The Republican, Pat Roberts, said he was willing to withhold judgment until Kaye makes his final report, which the inspector says he should be able to provide in another 6 to 9 months. But Jay Rockefeller, the Democrat, was truly indignant, and he said that we need to reexamine U.S. intelligence, how it's used, and whether it is being used to mislead the public.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara.